Listen to The Barry Morgan Show, live weekdays noon to 3 on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Montrealer, who I think elicited a lot of affection from people who knew her, people who love radio in this town. Her name was Ange-Aimée Woods, and she died at the age of 41 by a terrible misfortune. And a number of her friends have gotten together and formed a memorial bursary fund for her to benefit young journalists, people who, I guess, in some ways would emulate Ange-Aimée Woods herself. And Liz Four, who was a friend of Ange-Aimée's and a former colleague of hers in radio and in journalism, joins us now to talk a little bit about this. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Hi, Anne, and thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about this. It's a cause I'm very passionate about, so I'm very pleased to be here.
And we've seen you on Facebook and lots of support and conversations about Ange-Aimée, a lot of shock when she died. How long ago now did she die?
She died just over a year ago. She died last year on July 2nd, very suddenly of heart failure. And a lot of people were shocked and very saddened when she died so suddenly, because she was just an incredibly warm person who impressed so many people with her journalism, but also had so many friends. I mean, her memorial service was attended by hundreds of people, and still that's only a fraction of the people that she actually touched in her life. So,
yeah. And she, I think, had the ability to talk to anybody without any kind of barriers. She was incredibly open herself. She had an incredibly winning smile, a big, shiny smile, and she wore kind of funky, eccentric clothes and far-out glasses. And she was just like a wonderful Montreal character. So I think a lot of people felt her loss pretty keenly. So you're trying to raise money to do what? Why don't you explain what the idea is?
Well, basically, when Ange-Aimée passed, her being a journalist, me and several other of her friends, along with her family, got the idea, wouldn't it be great to set up a bursary fund for young journalism students? And so we got in touch with Concordia University, which is where Ange-Aimée studied communications and journalism. And they were really great and very fast in helping us get a fund set up. And basically, you just need to go online to concordia.ca/fundone, F-U-N-D-O-N-E. It's very easy to make a donation online there. We set ourselves a fundraising goal of $15,000 because that's what it takes to endow the bursary. Once it's endowed, that means it can go on and on and on and on forever. And we're getting pretty close. I'm pleased to say that we have raised just over $12,000 right now.
Okay. So how much would the bursary recipient get? Let's say the lucky winner of the bursary.
Absolutely. Well, what the way we set it up is that every semester, $500 will be given to a student, an undergraduate student in journalism at Concordia, regardless of their grades, regardless whether they're an international student or a local student. It's based only on financial need. And so I'm happy to say we've already been able to help one student. And with the money we've raised, we hope to help many more.
And who, can you give us a little idea of who the first happy winner is without getting into too much detail?
Of course. Actually, she's a young woman that I had the pleasure of meeting in person at a recent, in the spring, Concordia organized an event for donors and the people who had benefited from various scholarships and prizes and whatnot. And I had arrived there very excited to meet this young woman, and she wasn't there. And I said, oh, well, that's too bad, but okay. And then I saw a young woman kind of scurrying in late, and I said, oh, I bet that's her. She's probably a journalism student on her deadline. And so it was her, and she was very grateful for the award. She said it had helped her tremendously. And in talking to her, I discovered she had a lot of things in common with Ange-Aimée, funny enough. They had a lot of the same interests in the types of stories they liked to report. Like Ange-Aimée, she had spent part of her life in Vancouver. So a lot of little connections there. It was pretty interesting.
That's really neat. Because, you know, it is difficult for a lot of people to get themselves organized to get into a university program and to keep themselves afloat and pay for their expenses. So, and I actually got a small bursary when I first got into university, and it was unbelievably helpful. I remember thinking, oh, thank goodness. It's not a loan. I don't have to worry about paying it back. It's money that I can spend on. And I used it actually to buy one of the first Apple computers on the market. It was like, oh my goodness, I've just joined, you know, the big sort of high tech world that I'm going to have to try and navigate. So maybe she'll use it to buy an iPad or something like
that. Who knows?
Yeah. $500 sounds like not much,
But when you're a student,
it's a lot. So, okay, so if people are interested in encouraging some young journalist out there, presumably, in all likelihood, a Montrealer, mm-hmm. how do they proceed? What do they do?
Well, basically, there are several ways that you can help. You can, of course, go online to concordia.ca/fund1, and there you will find a link to the campaign to donate to Anjemay's bursary, her memorial bursary. And, of course, you can do a secure donation online with your credit card. $5 is all you need for a tax receipt. So that's one thing you can do. I've also been encouraging people to post the link to the fundraising website on social media, so on Twitter, on Facebook, and try to encourage others to give as well. And the final way that you can help, if you're so inclined, is that we've had a series of fundraisers, which have been pretty successful so far for this bursary. The last one is going to be August 9th, where we are going to have a haunted ghost tour of Montreal by local historian and expert ghost tour giver Donovan King. And it's actually a very interesting tour. I've been on this tour before. So you're in for a treat. We're asking for a suggested donation of $20, and all the proceeds are going to be going towards the bursary. So when you go on the bursary website, on the Fund One website, there is a link to the Facebook page for that event. We're asking everyone to RSVP because it's very popular. We might have to even add a second tour. The demand is so high at this point. So that will also be the last day that we have set as sort of the final deadline to close the campaign.
And tell us a little bit about this ghost tour, because that's a very fun thing that I think Anjemay would get a kick out of. In fact, I think maybe she even did a story on it. So where does Donovan King take people? Where are the ghosts of Montreal?
Oh, well, this is for downtown Montreal. He has a few different tours that he does. This one is focused on downtown. So you start out at St. Andrew's Pub on Guy, just below St. Catherine. And you begin with a little bit of a tour of the Grey Nuns grounds and hear about the ghost stories there. The tour will take you to Le Cinq restaurant, which is rumored to, its former morgue and rumored to be haunted. You go through all the town. He has all these great little ghost stories to share. And then you wind up at Dominion Square, which a lot of people don't know was actually a mass burial ground during part of Montreal when there was a plague. So he's, and Donovan is very well versed in all these stories. It's a really interesting tour. It's really fun. And so I think it's a great little neat way to wrap things up. And as I said, we're thrilled that there's been so much positive response. We already have almost 50 people going.
Wow.
Yeah.
And didn't they just find bodies in Dominion Square when they renovated it?
Yes, they did. And you can actually see as you're walking along, I think that the photos are still up on some of the scaffolding where they're still working on the renovation. There are photographs of some of the skeletal remains that they discovered.
Yo. And I could just imagine Anjemay getting a chuckle out of that. Because there wasn't much that fazed her. I think that was one of the great characteristics she had, which was that she was interested in everything, which is the characteristic of a great journalist in a way, right? You're supposed to be interested and open to anybody, all kinds of stories, even things that might seem kind of creepy and scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Anjemay had so much passion for journalism. She was a lovely person, very enthusiastic, very warm. So she had that gift of getting people to open up to her. She also often would seek out stories that maybe, you know, were not common knowledge, that you really had to go out into the community and speak to people. I know one of my favorite stories that she had done was on Monsieur Sapin, who was a Christmas tree seller in the Plateau Borough, who was unable to have space, his normal Christmas tree selling lot one year. And it's just the kind of quirky thing that Anjemay would discover and then, you know, bring to light. It was a very popular story. She also really enjoyed arts reporting and really had her finger, like Montreal was the perfect city for somebody like Anjemay because she had her finger on the pulse of everything that was going on in this city. If you needed to know the latest restaurant, the newest, coolest band, the latest art house movie, I mean, Anjemay was the person that you asked.
And I used to run into her in what are called friperies, which are the secondhand clothing stores in which we would exchange, war notes about where to get clothing for sort of larger sized women. I just had a great affection for her, and I know lots of people did. So congratulations to you, Liz, for doing this.
Well, thank you so much. I hope some of your listeners who've enjoyed her journalism over the years are moved to make a donation.
I hope so, too. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Liz Faure, friend and former colleague of Anjemay Woods in journalism here in Montreal. And the Anjemay Woods Memorial Bursary Fund can be found on the Concordia website.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.